Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here, R2. I am Flea Stick Sock Jelly, I'm the hobo trash master of the group. I am a cleric as well. Fun fact, I served in Desert Storm.
Hey, I'm Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he was drafted to fight in the Vietnam War and re-enlisted for Desert Storm.
Hey, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady level 3 rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin's family and friends have all left her over time due to her crazy cat-obsessed life.
Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug addict of the group. He's a level 3 barbarian. And fun fact about Duke, he hates fun facts.
Yes.
I do mine, I forgot. I'm Tristan Hayes, and I'm the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is there's a wood frog species in Alaska that is known to be able to hold its bladder for 8 months at a time, and the urine actually keeps it alive while it hibernates.
Warm urine.
You're nice. Welcome. Alright, so as we left off, you guys had escaped from the Demogorgon, the Lemigugun, and have made it out of the Dark Lake and are on your way to escaping the Underdark. You have directions from Shushar, which he valiantly gave his life to defend Slugdalob and got smashed by the Demogorgon. You guys have the map, so you're on your way. So with that, one of you give me a perception or survival, one of the two. Okay. You have +3 in survival?
And perception.
Okay, go for it. You want to do perception or survival?
All right, yeah. 16 plus 3. 19.
All right, so you're able to easily track, like, what his map shows and what the tunnels are showing and what the paths are showing. So you're easily able to guide through. You can kind of see the light opening up at the end of the exit of the Underdark. You are almost there. You're to the end. Duke Crystal, give me a strength check because you were the one rowing this boat.
Yeah.
It is 14.
14? All right. So you fluently push that boat through. You guys are cracking out to the, like, edge of light, and you finally see the bright sun just hit your face. And this is the first time you've seen light in, like, 3 days. So it's a lot. But you are out of the Underdark. You have successfully escaped from that giant cavernous hellhole full of demon lords and drow and the brave Kuatoa. So as you exit the Underdark, you see a shoreline, and you see a very large, like, dark, twisty forest. And as you look down the shoreline, you see, like, just mountains ranging up the sides. And you guys choose to go ashore? Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Towards the creepy forest?
Get off this boat and get over.
All right. So as you take your first steps of the outside world of Faerun, the Dungeons & Dragons world, you step onto the sand, and behind you, you hear a trumpet blare, and it is actually Ilvara, the drow who captured you all, and a couple of drow fluently flying through on their boat coming after you guys. So we're going to roll initiative.
Bet.
Right off the jump, because these motherfuckers are ready to kill you.
Oh, that's bad.
Get the natural one, my friend.
4 plus 3. No.
3 plus 3. 6. Oh, I'm sorry.
7.
19 plus 1.
I'm 2. Sorry. Nate got 2. What's your guys' again?
20.
Flea Stick got a 20. Miss Muffin?
7. All together.
Archie's. 6. Okay.
Uh,
money. Pulvar got a 19. First one got. Okay. Bada bling, bada boom. Let's do this. The drow are pissed. She's coming in on her boat. She said, "You thought you'd escape me, but you're not getting anywhere. It's time to go."
Shut up, boy.
And she.
Get a dick.
Shit. You fucked him up.
Sorry. Sorry. Pissed me off. She's keeping her whore drow mouth shut.
All right, motherfuckers. Let's get ready to combat the lady who fucking took you in and captured your fuck asses.
I'm gonna gape her hole.
I'm gonna get in the mind hole. So, first up is... R2, Flea Stick, Sock, and Jelly.
Fuck them up.
How close are they?
You guys are on the shore, and they are still approaching on their boat. So, they're still about 20... 30 feet out into the water.
Fucking smite.
Just came out of the tunnel.
Sacred flame that bitch. I'm gonna cast the whole boat on fire.
Sacred flame one of them? What are you doing?
Well, ain't it a radius then?
No, it's one person. They have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Just one of them, I guess.
Okay, which one?
Whoever's the beacon.
There is Ilvara, the leader of the people, the drow who took you, the priestess.
Correct.
There is Asha, which is the woman you guys saw speaking to Ilvara while you were in the prison cell. The one that held her up to a higher standard, that woman, and there seemed to be a drow scout with her. They all do look kind of like Elvara looks very damaged, and the drow looks, you know, the other two look okay, but Elvara looks like she is hurt.
And their intent is to fight, right?
Yes. She's screaming at you guys, "I will take you back, and I will kill you." So, one of the two is gonna happen.
Alright, I'm sacred.
No one escapes Elvara.
Okay.
Shit. What you got?
Oh, wait, I don't need to do that. You gotta roll.
Oh, yeah, I gotta make a DC save, don't I?
Mauler in the face.
Alright, so let's do this DC. Is it? What is it? Wisdom?
Third. Yeah.
Wisdom save?
I don't know how to read that.
Target must succeed a dexterity saving throw. Okay.
Dex save.
That is an 18 plus 2. She saves. No damage dealt. But. Good. It was a good shot.
Alright, sacred flame.
That means next up it is Ilvara. See what this bitch actually has.
Shoot you, bow bitch.
Ooh, perfect. She is going to cast a second level spell, Web.
Yeah.
So I don't think that calls for anything. Web fills a 20-foot cube from that point for the duration. The webs are difficult terrain and lightly obscure their area. So everyone needs to make a dexterity saving throw not to be restrained by the webs.
No.
Which means you just can't move. You can still do everything, but you can't walk.
Oh my gosh, crit. Plus 3, so 4.
I think you'd be crit fail.
4 plus 5, so 9.
Crit's a good thing. Crit
fail. Crit fail. Crit fail.
5.
9.
9.
Okay, so yeah, you all are stuck to it. You are restrained.
Yay.
Kelly, you got a natural 1, so you are stuck prone for one turn. So you can't do anything on your turn.
Well, that sucks.
You need to get rid of your die.
No, it's too beautiful.
They are failing you incredibly.
I know one way to get rid of this shit.
So now she holds you in place until... It ends. Okay.
I got a
card. Archie Ortiz, it's your turn. Yep, it is an 8.
This is for the... You want to be restrained, or do you want to take fire damage?
I'm going to try and rip out of this.
Well, my torch, or my flaming mace. Normally, cobwebs are flammable. So most of the time you hit it with fire, they tend to all kind of burn up.
I'm going to try to rip out first.
We would all take probably 1 fire damage from it.
After... If I don't rip out, then yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to rip my way out of this.
Okay, that will be a strength check. Yes. A high one.
14. All together.
All together?
Yep.
I will make it.
It takes a lot of strength to break the loop.
She's got
They're very elastic.
She's got some good spellcast modifiers, so.
Well, I've only had my sword short.
Oh, wait, what did you get? So.
Short. I said...
What did you get on your save?
What did I just say?
You got 14.
I got 14.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I said
sword. 16 or higher.
Sword short, I said.
Short sword. Or sword.
All right. That short, means short, next short. Up is the two drow. Or the drow and Asha. Asha.
Asha, 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 Asha.
Okay. Asha is going to go up first. Okay, she's going to return the favor with a sacred flame at the cleric who cast one at them, at her leader, Flea Stick Soft Jelly. So you need to do a dexterity saving throw.
And win. No.
That would be a 7.
Oh, plus.
Wait, hold on. Plus.
Dexterity?
1.
8. Okay, you take 1d8.
You'd probably be at a
disadvantage. That's what it is, right?
You'd probably be at a disadvantage anyway, since we're webbed.
True.
Ow.
Alright, that is 5 damage to you, Flea Stick, from the Sacred Flame.
Burn. Let it boom.
That means next up is the regular drow.
You gave me 5 damage?
Yes.
You should have Sacred Flame at me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave it to you.
You gave it to me?
Okay, so he's going to have to roll us a disadvantage, but the drow is going to shoot a hand crossbow at you, Archie. Roll a disadvantage. 6 plus 4.
-2.
All right. Poopy poop butt. All right. Now it's on to Miss Muffin. Eliandra.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't this her first turn?
Yeah.
I thought she can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anyways.
Good job. Thanks for reminding me.
Wow.
You're napping.
Wow.
Well, then it's back to Flea Stick Sock Jelly. You're up first, then.
All right. Sacred Flame.
To which one?
The leader.
Okay.
20.
Natural 20?
No, you got to roll against me. Shit.
What is it? Sacred Flame? Oh, Sacred. Damn, that would have been awesome. That would have been so awesome. That is a fail. Wait. What is that?
Now I gotta roll. This might.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Ooh, you did sweet damage, baby.
6.
Okay, 6 damage. Good hit, good hit. Next up is Ilvara. She's going to see her beautiful attacks.
Her beautiful attacks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she is going to cast Levitate, and she is going to fly the remainder of the duration to the shore. And that was her action.
Fancy.
The bar is up on your asses. Next up is Archie Ortiz.
Alrighty, well, I guess I'm going to try to rip out the split again. How else am I going to get out?
Avara is also up on you guys, too.
Can I try to hook her with my cane and use her to rip me out of the whip? Possibly?
Hook her with your cane?
Yeah. One, with the hook of it?
And, like, pull her, or what? How are you going
to
do that?
Nah, never mind. I guess I'm just going to try to rip out again.
Okay. Go
for it. Oh, gosh. Don't do me dirty. It did me dirty. 9 plus 3. Not going to get out.
9 plus 3?
Yeah, not happening.
Nah, not happening. All right.
Alrighty, burn this crap, Nate. Duke.
No. Duke is 2 in initiative. Kovar went, you went. Now it's the drow's turn, which.
Well, I feel like I've been skipped a turn. It's like the drow all went, old girl went, he went.
I think
went.
You did.
Like,
I got confused because we all started switching around.
You tried to pull the webs out twice, and I've been just sitting here in the
room. All right, go ahead, Nate.
Well, I want to burn them with my flaming mace. And I'm guessing I shouldn't have to really roll to touch my burning mace to the webs.
I don't know. Webs actually do, I think, have an AC.
Even towards fire? I thought they were weak towards fire.
Fuck it. Any 5-foot cube exposed to fire. Okay, so any 5-foot cube of webs exposed to fire burns away in one round, dealing 2d4 fire damage to any creature that starts its turn in the fire.
2d4, wow.
That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Considering my mace's fire damage is 1 fire damage, I don't see how the webs would.
Webs exposed to fire.
It must be volatile cobwebs.
Yep.
Highly.
That's your options.
Flammable?
I'll just break them.
Break them. Strength check it. it?
9. I already know it.
Nope.
Unless it's fucking 15 or higher, Ryan, you're close enough. We're never getting out of here.
Oh, those wait till they come to us. They'll get trapped if they get in the webs, too.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully they don't have range attacks.
Only want to do something.
Throw shit at them.
Alright. Asha, it is her turn. She's going to cast.
They do have spells, so they do have range attacks.
Oh, crap.
I could take the 2d4 fire damage, but I don't really want to force you guys to eat 2d4.
And sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens.
As long as the DM doesn't keep giving them double turns.
We'll see.
Slided. And I was like, how's this bitch already on the ground? She done fucking attacked and then she's flying over here? I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, am I still high?
She's trying to look at what she's
got. Like, what's happening?
The effects are
wrong.
I spaced out for a turn. Oh. And I was like, wait, what? What's going on?
That's Primal Fry. Goo man.
I fucked up. Alright, so she's going to cast Sacred Flame at Archie Ortiz. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Son of a bitch.
Beat a 13.
A dexterity saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god. 10 altogether.
Nope.
Didn't miss. So you're going to have to roll this advantage if you would remember.
Damn, Daniel.
2 damage. Ah, yeah, go ahead. 2 damage. That's right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Indubitably.
What?
I was reading something, but it wasn't pertaining to that. The drow, its turn. Normal drow. He'll shoot his hand crossbow at Miss Muffin, but he's going to do it with disadvantage, because I guess drow can't do anything if that's an after 20. Oh, you motherfucker. 13 plus 4 to Miss Muffin.
That's a hit.
That a hit?
Big hit. Big hit.
Yeah.
Lead that
tough at level 3. That's a
hit. 4 damage.
4 damage. Never recover.
Piercing hand crossbow launched at you and stuck you in the shoulder.
Oh, my shoulder!
My shoulder!
Specifically right. The one Hazel doesn't ride
right
on.
Right, my kitty.
All right, so that's 15. So that would mean next is...
Not me.
Miss Muffin. You're 7. Yep.
Okay, so I was out for my last turn, and am I still stuck in the web?
Yeah, you guys are restrained.
So can I use my dagger to cut myself out of the web?
Try to hit the web.
With my dagger?
Yep.
Slice it? All right. So... Nope, 2 plus 6.
That won't hit.
Well, that sucks.
Cool. I'm going to assume that won't hit.
How high a fucking AC
is
Goblin?
That's what I'm about to look at. Oh, wait, what'd you get?
2 plus 6.
I was about to say.
Got a 10.
It's got a 10 AC.
So I'm, still stuck in the webs.
I should have freaking been able to rip out of that at 14.
Oh no, that's strength.
Yeah.
That's how you have to roll to break its armor and actually do damage to the webs. You have to roll.
Yeah, that's why hitting webs is dumb. Which, like I said, Avara is up in your shit, so.
Yeah, and I'm stuck in the webs, vulnerable.
And now it's you.
Alright, well, she's up in my face. I guess if I can, I'm gonna swing or
go
try to crack
it.
Her in the freaking head.
Crack it.
Crack that fucking floor.
Fat back.
You fat back bitch. 12 plus 5.
Cracked her.
So 17.
Five? Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Krakatoa.
Ready. D8 plus 3. 7 plus 3, 10 damage.
10 damage to Avara. Good hit, good hit.
Yeah. Don't fuck around.
Alright, next up is Duke Crystal.
Beat stop. What the? How close is that whore?
I'll say she's kind of right in front of you and Archie. And then we'll say Miss Muffin is about 10 feet, 15 feet back and next to the cleric.
Yep.
Please stick.
Yeah, but trapped in a web.
Yep. Crack her in the head with my my gooey mace.
Gooey mace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did we look up the damage and stuff? What it does?
It is 1d6.
Okay.
Plus 5.
Good shit.
plus five.
Plus and are you plus using the one fire. Is the green flame still lit, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Constantly. Yeah. Put that out unless, it's, never in, put unless it out. It's in my bag. Let's see. Can't use rage because I'm fucked. reckless attack. Why not?
Random drugs.
That's probably going to hit with a 21, but we'll roll another one. Yeah, 21.
Is that a natural 20? Or?
Oh, no. No, it was with the bonuses.
All right. Fucking swing it.
That would be 11 damage. 10 of it being physical, dang. 1 being fire.
All right, so she sees you, like, coming up with your this mace going with the green flame. Yes. She's like, you found the mace? Oh shit, I fucked up. And then you smack her in the head and she dies. Like,
oh my god.
I fucked up. She found her mates. Like, you got
she gets cracked right in the head and splits her brain out.
I told you, option three, that bitch's brain's on the dirt.
Alright, we need to still do the next one and see what the mace is for.
Fuck around, find out how.
She said, oh fuck, the gooey mace.
OSHA knows.
I knew we needed that gooey mace.
OSHA.
Alright, so that means.
I was picturing her like a safety crew. Like
that. Let's talk around. So, Archie Ortiz. Or no, it's a flea stick.
She said, oh, fuck the green.
The boat is approaching, so they're about to pull up on shore. But you're good to.
Sacred flame.
Yeah. Which one? Asha or Drow?
Asha.
Okay. She's like blocks it with her hand. The sacred burn. Flame as it comes.
Anybody got good history?
I believe I do. Maybe.
I'm kind of curious about this fucking mace.
I have a plus one on history.
I know she made it sound like Mjolnir. Something.
She shit her pants when she saw it right before her head flopped out. Been like a watermelon. So I don't know. I'm kind of curious.
Dude, is the blob still with us? He can spit that dude out still, and we can loot him. I'm sure he has some information.
He's probably been digested by now.
just a skeleton with armor. Asha just saw you kill her leader, and she kind of stops the boat for a second, and she's like looking on in horror because she just saw you kill Ivara, and this is the one that she was going to take the place of. So she looks on and she kind of hesitantly starts to push forward again and inspiration that she's going to be able to take the spot of her leader by killing you guys will bring
that was
in.
A fucking mistake.
Delusion mass.
I was gonna try to do some nightmare shit and hook something onto her boat and like you gonna escape.
Like Freddy Krueger.
She is gonna cast Cure Wounds on herself.
No!
Well, I'm gonna catch some inflict wounds. How about that?
Yeah!
Well, it ain't gonna help her leader.
Reverse!
I mean, there's no healing for
her. Damn, son.
Hell yeah. Hell no. She's looking fucking two different directions. And shit's fucking gone.
She got blue eyes now.
Slept silly.
Alright, so she got 4 health back.
I'm taking that shit.
Well, she slowly rows the boat toward us.
All right, yep. And then the other drow is going to take a fucking hand crossbow because it's his boy shot.
What a whore.
But he's got to do that with disadvantage.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he does. That boat's a B.O. rocking.
That's a natural disadvantage. Yeah.
He's frightened after watching what just went
down. Duke, 13 plus... Luckily, it was disadvantage because he got a natural 20. 4?
Yeah, that's...
6. Shit, fuck. 4 damage. Not too bad.
31.
Old barbarian. I was gonna say, old barbarian shrugs that off like a fly smacking. So that means next up is Miss Muffin.
Yeah. I'm still trapped in the webs.
Yes.
My strength is -1, so I feel like I should just go for my dagger again. So I'm gonna definitely do that. Slice myself out of the webs. 20.
Oh,
bro.
You know what? I think
20 plus 6. 26.
Natural 20?
Yup.
Alright. So the webs, you just sliced them all away.
Finally.
They're gone. Angry. Everybody's out. Everybody's out. You went, like, rogue spin, like, woo! Sliced them all. The webs have just been ripped up, so you guys are all not restrained. Good action, Kelly. Good turn. Fucking Archie Ortiz. Your turn.
And they're on land now?
Yeah, I'll say the boat is pulled up now.
What's her name?
Asha.
I'm going after that dumb hoe.
That dumb hoe is going down.
Go for that dumb hoe.
I am going to sprint towards her and rear my cane back to get rid of Cracker in the head.
Cracker.
Plus 5. 16.
Yes.
Oh, baby, you're
definitely
about to
crack.
Freaking your fuck up.
Whip
crack.
Freaking get fucked up.
Oh my god.
What?
4 damage.
One plus damage?
1 plus 3.
Good enough.
She's getting kind of maybe a little fucked up.
Bonk.
Bonk, bonk.
Alright, fucking Duke Crystal.
Do your worst.
Asha and the drow are now on the land. About 10 feet in front of you, and Archie just went running up and attacked.
Is that last on my long rest?
With a whip crack of a cane.
I'm going to do an intimidating walk toward the drow with the mace in my hand. It's a good, swift walk.
I summon it. Comes a bonus.
Dragging it.
Do you have to roll for intimidation?
What is it?
Sorry. I'm going to do a decent, steady, aggressive walk toward the drow while dragging my fucking burning mace.
Are you doing that with, like, are you trying to do an intimidation roll? Is that what you're doing? Or are you just trying to attack?
There ain't no try in the matter. That motherfucker, he's sweating.
Okay. To which one?
The drow.
The normal drow?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Get it.
That would be 21.
21 for intimidation?
That was 19.
19? Okay, yeah.
No. That was the attack. I ain't trying to actually intimidate him.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's going on here?
He's sweating whether I'm actually intimidating him or not. I was going up for it.
Yes, that will definitely hit.
No, I just wanted to add some dramatic flair. Effect to my approach. That would be 10 damage, 1 fire damage. So 10 physical, 1 fire, 11 total.
Money.
Yeast.
Weast.
All right, so you cracked her. And a little bit of green flame onto her. That was you. So now we're back to fucking Flea Stick.
Alright.
Suck, Jenny.
How close is she to me?
About 10 feet.
10 feet. Alright, I'm gonna bump up 5 feet and I'm gonna hit her with my flea mace.
Give her the flea mace.
Right in her suckle.
Asha?
Right in
their
suckle.
There's an episode title.
Right in the suckle.
Eight.
That will not hit.
No.
You got to swing at her with the suckhole, smacking flea mace and missed.
Suckhole smacking.
Hit the brown eye instead.
But your suckhole wasn't sucking.
All right, that means it is Asha's turn.
Asha.
I don't know what this bitch has for a foot. Shiny fuck. Oh, she got messed up. Okay. She does have melee. She has a mace. All right. She's going to swing at you, Duke Crystal, for killing her leader and giving her the chance to show that she can. 19 plus 2.
Me. Okay. Hit.
She's a weak bitch.
Let's
see
what she got.
5.
5. All right. I'm folding her fucking knee in next turn.
She's going to fucking die.
It's the second trial's turn. Or the other trial, regular trial. Yeah. He's going to melee weapon attack at Archie. Damn, they're rolling hot. 17 plus 4.
Shit. You can go fuck yourself.
Aw, damn. Yes. 3 damage.
Oh man. Bitch's knees get folded.
Sneeze.
What'd you say, 3?
Yep.
We're going to wax her.
Alright.
That's like the worst way to fuck somebody.
Brazilian style. Yeah, Brazilian.
Brazilian. Awesome. Alright, Miss Muffet, it's your turn.
Alrighty, I'm going to freaking dagger, but how close am I? Do I need to dash up?
You are also about 10 feet up. You can just walk.
Okay, I'll just walk up and slice through with my dagger.
Dagger, dagger.
Dagger, dagger.
17 plus 6.
To Asha or the drow?
Who am I closer to?
They're both standing side by side.
So, to Asha.
Okay. Get it.
So 17 plus 6, and then it's 1.
Definitely would hit.
4.
If it doesn't, then you're fighting something way bigger than that.
3 plus 4 damage.
7.
Ah! Throwing pencils. 4 damage?
3 plus 4.
7.
Oh.
7 damage.
Good hit.
Good eye, good eye.
Good hit, good hit. Good hit, good hit, good hit, good hit, good hit. All right, Archie Ortiz. It's your turn, son.
Good time.
Alrighty. I'm still on the... What's-her-face's name? Or Asha.
Yeah, what's-her-face?
Yeah, what's-her-face?
What's her name?
I'm on what's-her-face. Yeah, you kill her. You don't. Asha. She don't deserve to know her name.
Alright, I'm going back at it. Oh, dude, I keep forgetting I have bonus actions.
That you do.
Alrighty, I'm going to crack her with the cane right in the ribs.
Okay, crank it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Do I have to
roll? Yeah, roll it. Roll again.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's dirty. It's natural 20 plus 5, so that's 21.
All right, get it. I should have said, just keep the 4 roll.
Yeah, I wanted to fall in the
depending on the damage.
4 plus 3, and then...
It's going to be double.
My bonus action, I am going to hit... I don't think I should waste that. She's probably pretty weak by now. I'm just going to hit her with a...
You can wait until after that first hit actually, like, does damage, because you'll have to roll a second attack on Fury Blows. So.
It does damage. She's still standing. Pissed off.
Well, yeah, but how? It'll be double damage from what he rolled, because it was a crit.
Oh, did you roll your damage again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Roll your damage twice.
4 plus 3 again.
4 plus 3 again?
So all right.
14.
She's fucking dead.
All right. Yeah,
there you go.
Crack their game with
double damage. I was going to say, with double damage, that should hit.
Yeah.
All right, Asha's dead. The last drow remains fucking terrified.
He's mine.
It's all yours.
Duke Crystal.
Good.
Get him, Duke.
I'm going to grab him by the neck barehanded.
Okay.
I'm going to squeeze with all the strength I got.
Give me a strength check. A really good strength check.
Call you Dr. Pimple Popper.
I was almost wondering if I had anything that would let me re-roll a die when I needed it. Now,
nope.
Now would be the time for your fucking bull rage or whatever.
Yeah.
Crit.
20? Really?
Natural crit.
Alright. So. Well, why does it always like that too? It's like the cards, you just fucking twisted their neck with a natural 20 intimidation.
Dude, he's like sweating.
So yeah, you
like,
grab him.
He's nervous as hell.
What do you do? What do you do? How do you kill him by grabbing him by the throat? Like, what does Duke Crystal do in this moment of fucking murder?
Is he still at the boat, like next to the boat?
Yeah, he's like just jumped out of the boat.
Well, I grab him by the neck, I pick him up off the ground while looking him in the eyes, and then I just slam his neck on the edge of the boat and just fold his shit in.
Good deal.
Yeah. Curbstone.
Drow's dead, and he's also busted through a boat. So.
There goes our means of travel.
Alright.
I figured he pissed himself while I had him up in the air too, probably, so.
All right, you completed that. You killed all of them.
Someone else should search him. He's wet and gross.
Drow piss.
I do want to loot the chick whose, you know, head I cantaloped.
Yeah, I want to loot some people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely want to loot dude inside of Blob.
Probably should do a history check on my old mace as well.
Yeah,
considering
sure.
she saw it like it was from her nightmares or something.
Oh my god. I fucked up.
Please, no, sir.
So you gotta roll history check, someone?
He's on my mace. I'm searching old girl.
All right,
so we'll do that first. If you want to do the history first on the mace.
Who wants to roll history on the mace?
My history's not very good.
I only have a plus one. Kelly, what's your history?
Mine's negative one.
Plus one on my history.
Let me check real quick. Mine's plus 0, so.
I can gain some insight on it. Plus 5. Would that be the same?
Whoever's got plus 1
insight.
No, I wouldn't say insight would really tell you much about it.
Kelly, do a history check on it.
History check.
15
plus
1
is a
16. Nice. All right, I'll give it to you. So as you examine this mace, you kind of look over its like markings and a little bit of the intricate designs on it. And you realize that you've heard of this, like, from your, from, you know, your time as criminal acts and, you know, whatever. And, you know, this mace, it was used to vanquish a great darkness and evil, and they imbued the mace with the essence of the element they used to burn the creature with, and it was the fierce green flame. It was wielded by a great hero who used it to defeat a powerful demon lord and save the world from destruction. Nice. And since then, you've heard talk of an Emerald Fury, which is the name of the mace, and its legendary power. Nice. So,
hence the green flame.
Yep.
Here it is.
Emerald Fury. Name. The Fury Emerald.
Very good history.
All right. Okay, so you did that thing with your mace. Now what's happening? What are you guys doing now?
I wanted to search the leader chief.
Leader chick, give it to me.
Okay. Fuck. And what was going to be investigation?
Yeah. Go for it.
Three.
You don't find anything very good.
Awesome.
And I'll give one more person a search if they want to do it.
Sauce.
I would like to search the lady I killed.
Okay. Asha?
Yeah.
For it.
So, wait, what's that again? What am I rolling here?
Investigation.
Okay.
Yes.
15 plus 1,
16. 16?
Yes.
Okay, so... You find... a drow poison and a refining... Wait. No, a drow... Two drow poisons. Yep. And 5 gold pieces.
Very nice.
That's all that bitch got.
Now, can I loot the dude inside a blue blob?
Well, yeah. Globagool.
Globagool.
He'll spit them out for you if you want. It's mostly just digested body parts.
So I can't really loot it?
Not really, there's not much to loot.
Right. You might as well loot that one chick. I'll loot her one more time.
Alright, I'll loot her. I'll
loot her chick. In case she's got, I know she's got something, I just got a shithole. I didn't check her gooch.
What
pouch.
Do you add to this? Dexterity?
Investigation.
Or investigation?
Check the gooch pouch.
Alright, so.
Check the gooch pouch.
14.
That's pretty good. You'll find something.
14?
Mm-hmm.
You find.
She should have something decent.
One scale mail and one whip. And.
Scale mail and a whip.
Does that drop poison go in equipment or backpack?
Either one. The drop poison causes sleep.
Alright, you're gonna have to tell me what.
You also find 900 gold pieces.
Alright. First item, whip. Any certain type of whip?
One, no, just a whip.
May I investigate?
No. There's not really anything else to investigate on here.
How rude.
I wanted they write a search the bodies.
Description, just a whip.
So, as you guys are looting the bodies of this stuff, these guys, yep, what?
No, I'll let you go ahead and do your thing. I was just asking what all I found.
One whip, 900 gold pieces, and
scale mail.
Alright, just a type of armor mail. I think it may be heavy armor.
I see the heavier medium.
Yeah.
I think it's heavy mail.
But she can use a cleric.
Actually, it might be medium.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there might be both. Like, there's a scale mail medium and like a scale something heavy.
I think plates when it starts getting heavy.
Yeah, true. Alright, so you guys kind of brush yourselves off and get done looting these bodies. You guys hear from behind you a female voice, and she says, "Gah, are you guys the Eternal Four? Have you finally come from your world to assist us? Thank the darkness." And she, like, quickly runs over to you guys and starts, like, touching and patting and like almost praising you as if you are some kind of special beings.
Get off me.
I hold the mace up in the air while it's burning and I say, by the power of Grayskull. Right.
She drools at the mouth. Like she is,
oh my god.
She is so
she can't believe that one of the Eternal Four just spoke to her in this power. She quickly tells you that you have to go back to her village of Darkhaven and meet with her leader. Yes. That her leader has had visions of you and visions of your world and has been looking for you guys and has been waiting for you guys to show up. What do you do? What do you say?
Fucking A, I'm in. Okay, already in this bitch.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
All I gotta do is just like, no! Huzzah! You're like, it's the legends! The Great Four!
The Great Dragon.
All right, so you guys are going to... You say you're going to follow her up to Darkhaven?
Sure, why not? Let's see what happens.
Okay, Gucci. As you approach, you start walking into this forest, and Duke Crystal, give me a history check. Dookie.
History?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's like a spin to the one.
Okay. So, you don't recognize this place.
No, it's a building.
So you're walking through this big, dark, twisty, creepy-ass forest. And you come across this dark, dark village.
I think I know the forest, but...
Player may know. Duke Crystal does not remember. So as you approach, you see, like, lots of just people with their shoulders slouched. They've got, like, spiked collars around their necks, like, cuffed black long clothing, like, trench coats. Everybody's kind of walking around going, God,
we're in California. Like,
okay, so as you approach, she kind of, the woman who you found outside, she says, my name is Gah, with two H's. So she says, a lot of us around here just go by Gah or Gah because we don't like names, and, you know, Gah and Gah, it really expresses your feelings. And she starts to walk you through their little town and tells you, you know, we have the tavern over here. It's called the Blinks Tavern. Be sure to check that out for any, you know, shitty things because everything sucks. And,
why isn't it called the Gah Tavern?
The man who owns it is actually named Blink. His name is Blink. He's actually 182 years old.
Oh, so it's before the time. Before the time of no names.
So don't blink.
As you walk on, she kind of points over and she says, and that building over there, that's our general store of where you can get, you know, dark shit. And she says, that's called Tiefling Dirtbag.
Tiefling Dirtbag. Dark
the
shit.
The general store. as you guys continue on, you kind of see, like, people walking around, like, because it is night, just starting to get to, like, nightfall. And people start kind of more coming out of their houses, and they're, like, walking around chanting and looking at the moons and, like, praising darkness. They're all walking around saying, wish this never ends. And it starts to lead you towards this huge, like, church building with, like, gargoyles and skulls and all kinds of stuff. There's a big cemetery outside with, like, broken gravestones, all kinds of just... dark shit. You guys going to enter the church with her to go meet her leader?
Dark shit, bro. Let's get it.
Okay. So as you enter into this church, you see, like, pews just lined, but, like, scattered crookedly. They're not lined up good. Everything looks like it was half-assed done. And as you approach, you see this woman standing, at the end of the altar, and she's got her hands up in the air, and she turns, and it's like her face goes more pale than her emo pale face looks already, and she says, oh, hello there, the angels from my nightmares. The unsuspecting victims of darkness,
the shadows.
Well, what are you doing here? What do you guys say?
We're here to slay.
Okay. And then she kind of throws her hands up at just the one line of the one of the Eternal Four, and she goes, "Oh, the Eternal Four! Oh, we wish this never ends." And
I got a groupie.
She kind of like explains to you guys. She says, "I have been having visions in my dreams constantly of you all. I've seen you in different moments. I've seen aspects of your world, and the dark part of it is the only part I enjoy. The darkness, the emos, as they call themselves. We are the eternal emos, and you are the eternal four, the dark ones from our visions." And she basically goes on to explain to you guys that she has been seeing visions of your world, like, a lot. Like, the tears in your world. She's been seeing pieces of your guys' lives and...
the rift.
Saw different, you know, cults and shit and chose that she liked the way the emos lived their lives. So they started to bring it here.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
so she's been seeing our home world for a while now, Greg.
She has some clues to what happened.
So she kind of goes to explain that there has been a wizard in this area, and he has been casting, he built this huge tower and put a big beacon of light on top of it, and he's been using that to try and break out the darkness in this area. He's trying to shine light on their darkness, and they want their darkness, and they don't want the light. So she asks you if the Eternal Four would be willing to take out this wizard, and she could give some information on what's happening, why they're here, and what's going on. But she needs proof of the Eternal Four's power.
Well, I need proof she has really good weapons.
She tells you that you are welcome to check out the general store, Tiefling Dirtbag. If you would like to check it out, they have all kinds of sorts of
things. For free, right? Because I'm doing her a favor.
Persuasion check. Persuasion check. She says, "Well, you know, I would give it to you for free, but the people here work for that. They need their money.
But I'm about to work for it too. I need my weapons."
All right, one more try. Persuasion. Last try.
Shit.
What is it?
7.
Nope. Nothing.
Damn.
Oh man.
All right. So she says, if you guys can take out the wizard, that would be extremely helpful to all of us and keep letting us spread our darkness." So as that happens, she kind of tells you guys that there is a place for you to stay. You guys are welcome to rest and stay here. You also are able to check out the stores and various shit that they've got.
"But I'm the angel from your nightmare. I need free weapons."
"We're the infamous four."
"The Eternal Four."
"We're the Eternal Four."
"We're the..." That's not very Eternal Four of you to say. So she kind of pushes you on and tells you to go rest if you will to rest. Go enjoy the camaraderie of this place if you feel the need to.
Gosh.
Okay.
I brought my own weapon.
Gosh.
I don't need shit.
All right, what would you guys like to do?
Would you like some Coke, Duke?
So...
that would be helpful. I would like that.
How does she... Is she gone? Can we ask her one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
How powerful is this wizard?
She says he's pretty strong. I mean, he's pretty strong. We can't take him, but we're not fighters. We're groaners.
Is he from this world?
Yes. He is from this world.
Could he be... the reason why we're in this world?
She says she doesn't think... she doesn't think that that's a part of his power. He's just trying to spread light to get rid of the darkness.
Let's take him out.
He's a good guy.
They want their darkness.
Not to Dookie's note.
Yep. You're in a pivotal point here of...
I agree.
Do you help the darkness to get your answers, or do you help the light? And that's up to you guys. And I don't
know. Maybe we help the darkness.
Let's go talk to the wizard.
I'm going
to
be the new king of the darkness.
Can we talk to him? Can we go talk to the wizard?
It's up to you.
I got a weapon that was used to slay the being of darkness.
I would like to go check the shop out and a couple things around town.
If they knew who we were.
You got to go check out the general store then?
Yeah, let's do that inventory.
Okay.
Tiefling Dirtbag. I missed that part, I guess. I wasn't
office.
So as you walk in, you see the kind of the same dressed kind of people, you know, black cloak, black hood on, like, you know, collars around the arms, shoulder chokers. And she kind of walk in and she goes, "Gah, what would you like to get today?" And she tells you that they have, you know, various, you see, like, obviously black clothing. There's emo attire of plenty made from Faerun style. She says she's got a few magic supplies, a few emo-themed weaponry. We've got some very gothic home decor. And some poisonous plants. You know, all the good emo shit.
Get you some blackout blinds for your tweaker nights.
She kind of points out a few.
Oh my god.
She points out a few, like, various things.
Sorry, that was uncalled for.
Do they have any cute cat collars for my kitty?
Yeah. I'm sure you could get a collar that could go on your cat.
I would love to get a collar to go on my kitty.
Okay, that's 5 gold pieces.
What kind of master weapons?
I have 42, so perfect.
Is it a black one with chrome spikes?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to go get
pearl.
What kind of weapon?
Perfect
what kind
size
of gothic
for
weapons
my
we
little
got going
angel.
On? See the weapons that we have here. Okay, so looks like the main weapon she has is a whistle that summons a murder of ravens to attack enemies, but also can possibly attract unwanted attention from dark forces. That is 200 gold pieces.
Expensive.
Pretty cool, though. Some Odin power.
She also points out some other stuff. She has, like, a cloak that grants invisibility, but if you wear it, you also are vulnerable to light-based attacks for 100 gold pieces. A vial of black tears, the tears of the damned, that grant temporary hit points, but also inflict a random curse. 50 gold pieces.
Mm. Who the fuck would wear that?
Poison-laced
like
lipstick.
Backhanded things.
You got poison-laced lipstick, 25 gold pieces. A pen that writes in invisible ink and only the selected people can see it, 25 gold pieces. A blackened heart, a pendant that grants dark vision but also causes the wearer to become increasingly paranoid and isolated for 40 gold pieces.
Already been that way.
A sorrow song, a lute that charms up to 4 enemies but also slowly drains the wielder's happiness and joy. And a mirror that reveals hidden secrets but also slowly drives the wielder mad with visions of past tragedies. 400 gold, 50 gold pieces.
I don't like any of this stuff.
Yeah. I just want the cat
this
collar.
This is the... I mean, you're in a place full of darkness. It's not good stuff. It's not great stuff. It's got good shit, but it's got a cost.
Yeah,
consequences.
Got a cost. Except
black
for the pen.
Magic.
The pen that writes in invisible ink?
That don't have a cost, does it?
No. Only selected people can see it, and it's 25 gold pieces.
So I can take that, and we can draw maps, and only we can read them.
Yeah, true.
You can do anything, yeah.
Alright, I'll buy it.
Alright, 25 gold pieces.
Smart.
I have 5 gold pieces, so yeah.
Well, he's got like 900, so I'm sure there's shit to share from the fight you guys got.
If
just gotta ask your friend Fleestick. Why, what do you want there, Archie? What is your...
Nothing. I don't think anything really caught my attention. It all sounded pretty bad.
Backhanded gifts.
Alright, so... Invisible ink pen, is that what it's called?
Yep. It's not a real D&D thing, it's just something I kind of got wrote up, so.
It is now.
Yeah, I guess it is now.
You're the master.
So is that all you want from there? Anybody else think of anything interesting in there that they wanted?
You got any drugs?
Drugs?
They are emo.
You don't need more drugs.
Yeah. They got any good piss?
Shut your mouth.
You know what?
Of course I need drugs.
This guy.
He's a fiend.
Do they have any rehabs around here?
And I ain't got a lot of money, but I'll give him a lick off the elbow.
Dude, Crystal is
I'll bum you some money, bro.
Can we force Dude Crystal to
rehab? I
want to
see if he'll take
rehab?
A lick of the elbow for it.
They could probably take away some strength.
I'll have Galapagos come in this moment.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Be in there eating Galapagos ass.
Let him lick the elbow.
No, no. Now it's
I say, you do have
ass.
A steady supply of drugs.
No, that's what I'm going to trade.
Him?
I'm going to see if I can trade a lick off his elbow for whatever drugs he's got.
Yeah, what, $5 a lick?
What's the invisibility cloak?
Dude, you can make money off this town. $5 a leash.
Dude, they will be fucking free.
We'll get on the line going.
Hell, I actually like it, because remember it gave me imminent dread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they need, that.
Do like a lemonade. Do like a globule lick.
The invisibility cloak, so then people will just think you're licking the air and getting high off the air.
Oh my god,
okay. That'd be funny.
Alright, so you walk up, Duke Crystal, and you're saying you want to do a trade for some, a lick of Glabagool's
elbow
for some drugs.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, she says, so what does this do? What is licking his elbow going to do for me?
You like getting high?
Crystal,
well,
Duke
of course, I like getting high. I hate getting low.
It will be the most intense, extreme, surreal, mind-blowing, world-changing, soul-altering high you will ever experience.
Okay, so she kind of looks at you and, like, nods, and then kind of walks to the back out of the room for a second, and comes back, and she's holding, like, raven's wings. And you see her put it into a bowl and start, like, shredding it up and, like, crushing it and doing all kinds of alchemical crazy shit. And she hands it to you, and she goes, if you want to get high, this thing will definitely make you fly.
Oh, my.
And hands you, like, this dark powder and says, this is the raven's wings. You'll fly high with this. So you have that now.
That's going to be a Gucci pouch right there, boy.
Yes. Making bad choices.
How many grams am I got?
Is that a play on words? Like fly high, or is that the ability?
I'm saving it.
To see whenever he takes it.
I'm either going to fly, or I'm going to be way too high. One of the two.
Think you're flying.
Now I gotta decide whether to save it for a moment. I might want to fly.
Right, so are we done here then?
Did he take the lick?
Yes, he did take a lick. You see his eyes like dilate and then go completely cross-eyed, like Pennywise, like opposite directions. And he just like leans against the wall, staring at the ceiling.
Yep.
Time to pickpocket.
I'm hoping when he said he doesn't like being low.
Yes, he's completely out. He's fucking. Like unconscious.
We're gonna just rob the fucking store.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to check how much money he's got in the registry.
So, what'd you say about an ink pen you guys were looking at?
He already bought it.
Oh well, shit! Get your money back, homie.
Yeah, I'm taking my 25.
Okay.
Wait.
Do
what's
I have to roll
mean?
For? We're robbing the store.
God. What a fucking series of unfortunate events.
How rude.
Okay, so I'll give you each a pick of one of the items that they had for sale. You can each pick one.
Oh, I can't go in the back room?
You can if you want. Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. I'll give something special for you if you want the drugs.
I'll go in the back room.
If any of you want to take one item from that list of items,
I want to check the register. What we got going on?
Okay, maybe I do want to take something and do that. What's the repercussions of the invisibility?
That's why I skipped that and went to the drug room.
Grants invisibility, but you will be vulnerable to light-based attack. So if anyone hits you with radiant damage, you'll take double damage, but that's only from radiant. Or anything that has to do with light,
I guess. Take the invisibility cloak.
Okay. Out of blame.
This little fucker's gonna have
an empty store. Didn't have to spend 100 gold. He's gonna wake up and I'm gonna do like a save and be like, did he ever have a store? Like, did I own this place?
Did I sell this shit? He'd be like, I might have.
Wait, I was only in here shopping.
I don't know how to spell
it. So, like, he just, no one runs the store.
Yeah. Okay. So you two each gonna take one item?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll just take the drugs, please.
What's the mirror here? It shows you what?
It reveals hidden secrets, but also slowly drives the wielder
mirror
mad with fast visits of past tragedies. Okay, take that mirror. Be careful when you look in it.
What is the thing that drains my happiness?
Yeah. A loot that charms up to 4 enemies.
But slowly drains. I'll take that. I ain't got much longer to live. Who cares about the happiness?
Actually, I want the lipstick.
Sorrow's song. It's not going to be on me.
Oh, okay.
You have to probably write it and add it in later or write it down
for
right now.
Sorrow, what?
Sorrow's song, but it's not going to be on there for you to search.
Sorrow's song, yeah.
Okay.
I took the poison lipstick.
Because it's a lute, like a musical instrument.
Yeah. Now can we rob him for his money?
Yeah, just give me a d20 roll.
This poor fucking guy.
And I'll see how much money you can find in the fucking register.
I almost feel bad for him, but Duke shouldn't feel bad.
What you got?
14. My first one was sitting on the edge, so I rerolled.
Find 140 gold pieces.
How long do I get to be invisible when I wear it? As long as I wear it?
I'll say you can grant, like, you when you're wearing it, you can cast invisibility, and that'll last, like, for 10 minutes. Or
10 turns.
Yeah, 10 turns, yeah.
I liked how you did that.
So, yeah, it won't make you invisible while you're wearing it. It'll just give you the ability to make yourself invisible.
Yeah, so I can wear it all the time anyway. Yes.
How many times can I use the Sorrow Song?
This is, I'll say Lose Charm is four.
Four per long rest.
Yeah, probably like... Yeah. So basically you have four charges of it.
Okay.
So you can use them all at once to charm up to four enemies, or you can use one on one enemy, two on another, one on another. So you have up to four a day.
The charm means they can't attack you.
Yeah.
But as long as I... So if I use it, that drains my happiness, or as long as I just have in possession of it?
No, just owning the thing.
Yeah, it'll drain slowly drain your happiness.
So you better utilize the
it
charm.
It says it slowly drains every long rest. So.
Which is very helpful. Will it be made from attacking anyone, or just him?
Yeah, they will be charmed by you and think that you guys are acquaintances, is what it says when someone's charmed.
Question. What was my health potion
like
called to like add in my inventory?
We are greater. Greater potion of greater healing. Okay, so you fucking robbed that man.
These are not the drugs you're looking for.
What'd you take? You took the mirror, right?
Lipstick.
Oh, you took the lipstick. Okay. You gonna be fucking kissing somebody?
Yeah, I'm gonna be smooching.
All right.
I went in the back room.
Yeah.
So you're going into the back room. Well, you already took your item.
Shit's going down.
No, I didn't.
You took the lipstick.
I ignored all the actual stuff.
I didn't know that was the option. I thought we were doing both.
So you see...
shit, I'm going to throw mine.
You see some kind of... like, you can see, like, a shelf, and then, like, above the shelf is a sign that says, my drugs, stay the fuck out.
I like his style.
You see, like, a lipstick thing sitting there. You see this weird, dark, tar-like substance. And you see a strange, glowing liquid sitting there. You don't know what these do, and he's not here to tell you, so...
Can we get a...
Glowing liquid. You want the glowing liquid? Strange, glowing liquid. Okay.
The ooze.
All right. Well, so it's called... No, I'm not going to tell you that.
Ectoplasm.
No, I was about to say, if not realize the name gives away what it is. I don't know how you want to write that down, but glowing liquid or whatever. All right, so fuck this guy, all right. You got to go over to the tavern and fucking have some drinks with all your well-earned money.
I am, yeah. Well, I don't have money, but I'm going to find a way to get drinks without paying.
Ooh, can I?
Whether he gets another lick, this guy too, or
can I use
the
sorrow?
We can start passing out licks in the bar.
I use the sorrow song to charm the bartender to give us
all. I think I can talk him into it.
Oh, I can charm him.
That's true. I mean, we are like the four fucking special people, so we could probably play on that.
Let's go to the tavern.
But
yeah,
you can.
I might just
be able to give him another lick.
I think we kind of already have him charmed, don't we? They like worship us like deities, basically.
We probably should have an advantage on, like, persuading, since we are, like,
celebrities in the town.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. Let's go to the tavern.
That way we can keep robbing mofos, let them generously offer things to us. Later.
As you walk in, you see the sign hanging. It says Blink's Tavern. as you walk in, it's very dimly lit. It's smoke-filled. There's black walls, dark wood accents. And crimson curtains, candles are flickering, it's casting eerie shadows on the walls, and all you can smell in the air is just like incense, smoke, and desperation.
Fucking A.
You hear like somber melodies just playing on like a lone guitar sitting in the corner, patrons whispering and like crying. There's a bartender standing there, a hooded figure with black lipstick and nail polish. He serves drinks with a somber expression and a long, grayish beard that you can tell he's just been making black because he is, I said, 182 years old. His name is Blink. What are you guys doing here?
Where's his friends 1, 8, and 2?
Why are you casting light on all the darkness?
That is not where we're at.
That is not him.
Okay, then.
We're in a tavern.
He is the bartender. I'm going to try to charm him to give us all free drinks.
Are you going to try to charm him?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. I think he has to make a save or something.
So is that just...
I think he has to make a save.
Is you, like, roll off?
Or? I don't think you'd have to do shit.
I think I just
have to roll off. He just has... He either saves or doesn't.
Yep.
Very nice.
So what is...
If it's anything like Baldur's Gate, you won't charge him for fucking nothing.
What's your wisdom?
The guy who owns everything?
Watch, no, it'll be like Baldur's Gate.
What's your wisdom? The front one.
Oh,
shit.
Plus two, it's a 15.
15? Okay, so they need to roll over the 15. Told you. He fails. He's charmed.
All right. Free drinks forever for, well, all of us.
Yep, I want the strong.
What do you say to him when you charm him? Because you walk up and he goes, I know you. You're my old friend that I knew. We're pals. What do you guys want some drinks?
Oh, God. What do I say? Like, hey, old friend. Yeah, we're here to get some drinks. We'd appreciate some on the house.
All right. He says, oh, boy, do I got the thing for you. And he pulls up this really sweet, like, crimson red wine. Mm. He calls it, says, this is the Sorrow's Embrace. Go ahead and take a swig of that. And hands you all a glass of Sorrow's Embrace, the sweet crimson red wine. You got your drinks for free. Good job. Mission accomplished.
Nice.
Hey, buddy, you ever tried licking a weenus?
Hey, what's the strongest drink you got here?
Oh, the strongest drink. He goes, oh, that's the tears of the damned there. Because we named that one because, fuck. You drink it, you're going to be having some tears that are going to make you wish you were damned.
I bet you I could drink it and not cry.
That was the item that was in the shop.
He said, all right, go ahead. I'll give you one free just so you can take it, Mr. Eternal, and hands you the Tears of the Damned. It is the blackest ale you've ever seen in your life. It's like thick, like looks like syrup almost.
Hey, I'm a brewer. I know all about the fucking ale.
Thanks.
I'm smacking back.
Dude, does it. The special swiffing. He's like,
do a little.
The wine taste.
He's like, what the fuck? He's like, he's
sloshing. All right, so as you take the drink of this, give me a Constitution save.
Oh, that'd be 11.
11? All right, so you take a drink of it, and you feel like the shudder, this like cold shudder over your body. And you're now casting darkness, like, in your vicinity for 1 hour.
I'm fucking aura of darkness. Yeah.
So you're obscured, standing inside anywhere, because you have darkness surrounding you.
Hell yes.
Except for me, I have dark vision.
But I didn't cry. Might as well smash that wine while I'm at it.
Might as well. Butt chug.
Butt
chug it.
All right, that's a -1 charisma for everybody, though.
If I meet someone I really like, I might give them a taste of the old the American ice.
So you guys are kind of just walking around, looking at everybody, drinking their drinks and crying and whining. You hear this one person say, "Have you guys heard of the poet? I heard he's been trying to perform the dark rituals, but boy, he doesn't know how to do it, and he's going to do something real bad." Because I really hope somebody takes care of that quickly. What do you do to hearing that?
Is his name Ed Sheeran?
Who's this poet?
they say we don't know him, but he's living on the outskirts of town. He's got his own little building, and he's been, I guess, trying to call forth some dark spirits, but he doesn't know how. So he's just in his building performing rituals without knowing what he's doing. The only one who knows how to do rituals here is Lilith Darko, our leader. Which you guys spoke to her. That's the woman in the church. Mm-hmm. Lilith Darko. Darko.
Darko.
Darko.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go clap that fuck.
So you're welcome to rest and do that. Because you guys were given a place to sleep.
Sure.
So you head back into an inn, and you guys get laid down and start to begin a rest, because you know tomorrow is going to be a big day, having to stop a dark ritual and possibly stop a light wizard, and you all kind of drift off into a good rest.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.